show is sponsored by HiveMind CRM. It is more than just a CRM. It is a real estate and business mastermind that comes with an all-in-one CRM. You can have unlimited websites and users. You can call, text, RVM, and email all-in-one user interface. And you can set up custom automations for any type and multiple businesses. 65% of companies start using a CRM system within the first 5 years of business. Once implemented, the HiveMind will save you on marketing, give you more time, and make more money. One of our users had his first $100,000 month using our system in June. We want to see you automate and accelerate your business. Text us at 210-972-1842 for future meetings and, of course, to get our $1 course on how to make more than six figures on one land deal. You can schedule your free demo today at HiveMindCRM.io.
Hey, thanks for joining this episode. This is an episode we call Deal Breakdown. We cover cool and interesting stories. We have our guest, Brian Grams, again. Definitely go check out his previous two interviews. If you haven't seen it, they're coming out. You'll see it when it comes up. What is your cool and interesting story, man?
A cool, interesting story, if we're talking real estate. So I get a call on one of these properties, and this is something that I want you guys to do. I'm going to give you one of my best systems. So I send my guy out to look at a property. He goes in, he walks around, he's going through the motions, and he comes back. He's like, the deal's good. Go ahead and bid on it. So we put down $30,000 on this deal. It's a shell. After repair value is $220,000. We're like, oh man, we're going to make $50,000. This is a great deal. So we close on the deal. Nobody goes back in it. And we show up. I send in my head contractor, and he's like, "Brian, did you guys buy this already?" And I'm like, "Here we go." And he's like, "Bro, the property's sinking about 16 inches."
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "16 inches? Yeah, the living room's down, and I think there's some water, like a creek, running under this property. Like, this thing is gonna collapse. It's leaned, and the property to the left of it had already collapsed." So this deal ended up being completely like garbage. We ended up having to bulldoze this property and do like a ground up deal on it, which ended up being profitable. But the moral to this one is you have to send in your head guy, whoever knows how to do structural work, whoever can really inspect this thing. You have to send them in before closing. You can send in a junior inspector, somebody who will go through the motions, just get you some camera footage. In order to put out an offer. But before you put that money out, you better do a final walkthrough. And this leads me to just maybe even a more fun story with this, a similar type of concept. So I'm at the closing table.
Okay.
And we're about to close on this deal. It's a nice big property, but it's rough. It's just four walls. Like, this thing is toast, right? And I got it under contract for $19,000. Somebody brought it off of the sheriff's sale. And we're at the closing table, but we have the system now because we've got burned before. Hey, we need to do a final inspection of this property before we close. So I send my guy, shoot him a text, get over there. It's 10 minutes away. Let me know what you think. He sends me a picture. It's just a pile of dirt. The house had been bulldozed that morning. It was on the emergency demolition list. It had been bulldozed that morning. It was rubble. They blew the house down and just caved it into the basement. And just ran some dirt over it and called it a day, the city. So we end up backing out of the deal. But had I not had that system where before I closed, I would have bought a piece of dirt for $19,000 that was worth nothing. So these are those systems you need. You have to do your final walkthroughs. You have to do your final inspection, even as of the day of, especially if you're investing in shells. Because these properties can end up on the emergency demolition list if you don't check, and they can get blown up at any point. We had a hard rain the night before. Some bricks fell loose. City came out and blew it up.
Can you stop that at any point? Or is, like, once you take ownership, like, you can, like, hey, I'm going to fix it. Hold on.
You can get a make safe emergency permit. So you can get a make safe permit. And if you apply for that permit, or if you call the city, with the that controls, if you call that department that controls the demolition list, you can actually get it off of the list under that context that you're going to pull this make safe permit and get the work done. But if you don't do any of those things, and if you don't own the property yet, it's kind of hard to do it. You can get documents drafted that would give you like a third party power over that property and allow you to pull the permit, or you could push the seller to do it. But most people don't, right? You're moving quickly. You might be doing two or three deals and you just forgot to do it, or your assistant didn't do it. The best way is to keep your eye on it. But once you buy it, yeah, you can get it off that list. You just have to know that process. And we learned that process after we had this experience of this house just getting bulldozed. And we're like, man, we could have just lost $19,000 like that, plus closing costs. So easy way to lose money.
I have never heard of this list. Do you pull this list? Is this your marketing list, the demo list?
Well, it can be a really good list, right? So the market, the demo list is good. You can have like water liens and some of these different violation lists. The grass is too high, they're getting fined. You can pull a lot of these lists. The demo list is good for shells, for sure. You can definitely get some properties off of that.
Ooh, I've never heard of that list. And like, it goes to show in your market, because you said in previous episode, 100-year-old homes, they're ready to go anyway.
Oh, they're when I say they're ready to go, in Baltimore, their solution to blight, they funded a program with millions of dollars per year that all they do is drive around and blow up houses. That's all they do. Like, they're just like, we can't build enough developers out here, so we're just gonna blow them up. They say God doesn't create more land. They do in Baltimore. they do in Baltimore, man. They're creating more land lots by the day. So if you become a ground up construction specialist, you got more opportunity. But no, they will definitely do this stuff. I mean, millions of dollars a year go into government contracts. And if you wanted to be like a home demolition specialist, you could qualify and get some of these government contracts as well, which is another business model. You don't always have to invest in real estate. You could specialize in some piece of it and make a lot of money like that with government contracts. So there's just so many ways to skin this cat, but it definitely happens every day. Houses are demolished by the city.
So we didn't have to answer this question either. Now we're kind of talking about that. So are these like, I've never been to Philly, so I wouldn't know. Are these like row homes? Or are they separated with like 3 feet, like arm width apart?
No, the way that row homes are built is there's actually like a one to two foot gap in between the homes. So they are freestanding in terms of structural capacity. They're just connected. Yeah. So there is a dual party wall. So there's like bricks here and bricks here, and then there will be an enclosure. So there is a gap between those two properties. So they can be freestanding. I could demo this house and the one right next to it still be standing up.
Just don't sneeze when you're
just don't like with the heavy lifting. Bucket. Yeah, you're gonna definitely. That would be really disastrous. And I'm sure that's happened before.
Yeah, I thought row homes were connected, but knowing that there's a wall barrier, they can come in and knock that out. And I interviewed another Philly investor a while back, and he would get like multifamily that had like multiple apartments in them.
Yeah.
Look, are you dealing with that?
Yeah, I do a lot of that. So one of my favorite hacks is going in and getting something that has multifamily zoning, but has been set up for single family.
The show is sponsored by The List Guys. Do you need more leads in your local or virtual market? 1 in 10 small businesses don't invest in any kind of marketing. The List Guys have over 35 plus list types to choose from, and you can mix and match any list or criteria. We also use the Skip Trace list and provide up to 7 numbers and email addresses. Every list you purchase will be scrubbed against previous purchases. The List Guys are here to save you time. Contact The List Guys today at www.1listguys.com. That's www.1listguys.com.
And converting it into multi. Usually when you do that, you will create about an extra $100,000 of ARV, sometimes as much as $250,000 of additional ARV. So you can create a good profit spread. I'm actually working on a deal right now for one of my boots on the ground people. These are one of my people that they live out in like Nashville. I'm building a house for them. And we just closed on a property, $140,000. And it's two stories. We're going to blow off the roof and build up a level and turn it into a three-story duplex. And this is going to increase the ARV from like 350 to 575. Wow. So this is going to create like a $100,000-$150,000 flip opportunity for one of my people. And they got me doing all the work. I have my team in there. I'm flipping the property, building it, doing all the construction, and then handing it off to the realtors and the contacts that I have. So they're building it. They actually closed on this property while out of the country on like a vacation or honeymoon or something. So you can definitely, if you tap into the right people or the right mentorship programs, you can do this stuff passively out of town. From anywhere in the country, really anywhere in the world.
No, I think it's pretty cool, even with Baltimore, because like throughout those lots, get that rezoned for multifamily, and then some.
Yeah.
And that's really like the ebb and flow of the real estate market, is wherever those inefficiencies are, let's just demo the house and let's put something up new and really help the affordable housing crisis we have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really important to, and we're a part of that in some way, wholesalers, developers. So everybody's a part of
that. Yeah, everybody's a part of that. You know, it's definitely an ecosystem. People ask me, they're like, well, Brian, why don't you cut wholesalers out? I'm like, because wholesalers are good. One, wholesalers are good people. And also wholesalers can provide a lot of leverage, because everybody's leveraged. Like, we're all part of this ecosystem, and you need good wholesalers that can bring good deals so you can stay focused on building good deals. Like, you can't do everything at all times. And at points, it's not worth it. Like, it's better to just have that ecosystem. Even if they're making money, you're making money, everybody's making money. That's a good thing to be a part of.
Yep. Man, such a great little podcast, man. For everybody out, go check out the other interviews we did with Brian. They're amazing. Each one of them have their own little, we sprinkle a little bit in every single one of them, man.
A lot of gems.
I feel like I'm asking you again, but where can people find you online?
You can find me on YouTube, Brian Loves Cash Flow, and it's easy to remember because I love cash flow. So Brian Loves Cash Flow on YouTube. You can find me on Instagram, Brian Grimes _247CFU, for the 24/7 Cash Flow University, where I teach you guys all about real estate and how to get started getting your first couple of properties. You can find me on LinkedIn, Brian Grimes Real Estate. You can find me on TikTok at Grimes Estate. And all of these channels backlink to my free training on www.workwithgrimes.com/cashflow. workwithgrimes.com/cashflow, where I teach you guys how to buy properties for pennies on a dollar all across the country. You don't want to miss out on that free training. So make sure you guys tap in.
Man, thank you, Brian, for coming on. This has been it's been an amazing day. I learned a lot. Learned a lot about Philly. Learned a lot about, go check out the money episode, man. That was a good episode. It's a good episode. We're going to call it. Go check out the previous episodes. You're not going to be disappointed. I promise you. Thank you, Brian, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
See you on the next episode. Thanks for all tuning in. Go leave us a review. Go like, subscribe, ring the bell, all the things that everybody else tells you to do. You know what to do. We'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.
Thanks for watching this YouTube video. We hope you found value. Please like, subscribe, and hit the bell to watch more videos just like this one.